And good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And we need this a little bit louder. And tonight we have a great guest and always excited to have him in the studio. And it's always a pleasure and an honor to have David Watson with us. And we are going to do a New Year's message. So welcome, David.
Hi, Lori. Hi, everybody.
And How's your New Year's been? How's 2010 been treating you?
Well, so far, I think we're into it about, 14 days now, I think. So the first 2 weeks have been relatively good, you know. I think the world has been going relatively well for me. Looking out into the world around us, for some it's going well, and for others, they're having a lot of problems right now, you know.
I think it has been a bit of a challenging beginning, but I'm curious to see what the Willows have to say when we bring them in about what the new year is going to be about. But I do believe that this is going to be a gentler year, maybe a gentler year before the storm, but I do believe it's going to be a gentler year. So, well, shall we?
So you'd like to just have me go off to sleep right away.
Well,
okay, I would do that. No problem. I'm happy to snooze, you know. Okay.
We'll have you back at the end, and we'll chat at the end.
Okay. Well, I'll leave that up to you.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to just go into trance now. Just a minute. Yes, we are here now.
Would you like to balance the form?
One moment. Yes, this is in effect with the agreement of the entity, David. We of the Willows welcome you here. How may we be of service at this time?
Well, we're going to talk tonight a little bit about 2010 and, you know, maybe the next 3 years. But, you know, focus a little bit on 2010 for now and what we can do to, I don't know, further our spiritual journey. But, you know, what do you see with what's going on the planet, you know, what is going to be happening around for this year?
Well, this is the year of the great turning. That is the time of the mind turning towards that of 2012. You are looking here at about here of 3 years almost, mm-hmm. Before the great turning of that Mayan calendar. In this year here, you would see, you were beginning to see a lot more in the way of Earth changes. Mm-hmm. In the past year, there have been some small difficulties, but in this year already, it is opening, and this is, we are speaking of here, some small difficulties regarding geophysical movements, you would understand, as in volcanoes different earthquakes and things of this nature. Already this year has begun with a series of earthquakes, particularly one which you are now seeing here, held within this area refer of Haiti. Now, the interesting thing particularly about this is that it is in a previously and hitherto unsuspected area. While you may say that geophysical scientists understood the nature of that which lay beneath the island in this way, it was not expected for this type of a tumultuous event. The Earth is reaching what we would call the snapping point. In other words, many of the plates holding this North American continent together, and also this continent, we refer of that of Europe, are reaching the high tension point. And you will see more events of this nature coming up in this year. We do not want to be pointing a finger and saying here and there, but we do say watch the West Coast of North America in particular. And be aware here that that which occurs on one ocean will always be reflected in the other, in exact mm-hmm. opposition, or you may say in exact balance, depending on the way that you'd like to look at it. So you will see some great geophysical changes coming up in this year, and this is due largely because of the influence here of the change in electromagnetic energies that is being held within the sun. The sun, as you would understand, is unlike a planet such as the Earth, which appears to be molten in the center, yet cooled on the outside, with much in the way of life on the surface. The sun has layers, as you would have it understood, but none of them are solid. All of them are in the state of a total consumption of energy. Now, what this means is that the thing that holds this ball of energy together is an electromagnetic force. And it is that same electromagnetic force which holds the planets in their orbits about the sun. But it's also important to understand that the sun itself has great effects upon the planetary electromagnetic systems as well. This is the year here in which the change in the electromagnetic fields in the sun are now reflecting onto the other planets, particularly on the planet upon which you live here, where, of course, there are ones such as yourselves who observe these changes. Now, we are speaking particularly of geophysical changes at this time because it is important to understand that while you would say this is going to be a kinder year, yes, spiritually speaking, this is also going to be a year of great awakening physically in this way on your planet. You are seeing here already the beginning of the shifting of electromagnetic currents surrounding the Earth, thereby giving you a bit of a change in the location of your pole, both north and south. And in as much as this is the case, this change in electromagnetics is also partly in responsible for the what the condition you refer to as of global warming. This, of course, is creating a much in the way of new weather conditions around the Earth, all of which, interestingly, do not appear to be warming the Earth, but in fact are adding towards its cooling down. It's like you were saying the freezer in your refrigerator is now opening itself to the rest of the refrigerator. In this way here, you would say that is called an ice age. And in fact, you are seeing here the very beginnings of yet another one of these massive changes in your global weathers. It will be very noticeable this year, in as much as areas that have previously had relatively mild winters are now beginning to hold on to themselves quite Arctic-like temperatures, particularly in the areas of Northern Europe, as you would see, including that we refer of Germany, for example, and throughout these Alpine countries that surrounding it here. There is a definite change in the cold and the amount of precipitation that is being dropped onto these areas. Also, you were discovering here of changes of temperatures. I refer of in areas such as Central America, such as Mexico, yes? Areas of this nature having inordinately low temperatures as well at this time. All of this is due to the shifting of the cold waters out onto the face of the oceans. All these cold waters are referred to as of fresh water, which floats upon the top of the salt water of the oceans. Mixing, yes, but still creating a layer over 20 feet deep and getting deeper at this moment in time that literally eliminates the heat that would normally come off the ocean out of the currents that are moving north from the equators. Thereby, these moderating currents, which moderate the temperature in certain areas, particularly in England and that of the northern and western Europe, are having this tendency to no longer have these moderating warm currents affecting these normally damp climates, and as a result, increasing of that of snowfalls, and particularly increasing that of low temperatures. So be aware that these things happening are a result of direct Earth changes that are reliant upon the sun's energy. Now, all of this thing about 2012 is all about electromagnetic changes in one way or another. your Earth is always in a state of change. Its large plates move across its liquid center, creating havoc as they move, smashing into each other like giant bumper cars, and creating new shapes to the continents and to the shape of the Earth itself. It is this at this time here that you would pay attention to. For in this way here, as we indicated, with the changing in the sun's electromagnetic energies, you are also noticing that there is an increase in the hyperkinetic energy that comes in the form of very high radio frequency waves that are emitted by the sun as well. These pass through all objects and have a very high level of vibration. These affect human beings on a mental and emotional level. For you are, as much as the planets are, affected by the energy of the sun in this way. It is not just the light, but the frequency of the sounds that are and energies that are emitted from the sun's core in this way. You might imagine a giant blast furnace at times a couple of trillion, and you might have the idea of what the sun would sound like the closer you got to it. And it is these sounds that send these waves outward. Now, these are affecting everyone on your planet at this time. They are being affected, and their vibrational levels are being increased to suit this new vibration that the sun is giving off at this particular time because of the change in these the inner forces within it, which incidentally are also noticeable in all of the stars in the Milky Way and also in other galaxies, except it is difficult to note that this change is all happening at the same time because of the vast distances of space and the amount of time that it takes light to travel from one star to a system to another. So they appear to be at different times and will be seen in future times, as you would see by your next generation after generation. What does all this mean? Well, what it means is that by the raising of the levels of the vibration of the human mind, as you would understand, the mind itself, it is creating a certain degree of the raising of conscious awareness, a certain degree of taking a greater understanding about the world, about oneself. And those who are already vibrating at a good level of energy, that be referred to as of that be of over 250 to 275 and upward, these individuals are going to be affected by this increased energy by being drawn towards feeling more ecstatic within their own existence, more hopeful, more joyful, more in the way of seeing the larger picture of the world about them. Those holding in those vibrations, those who vibrate lower than this, particularly below 200, as you would see, are now coming into an area where they are feeling uncomfortable, where they are feeling restless, and generally out of sorts. Many individuals on your plane at this time are feeling almost paranoid about life about them, feeling as if there is something coming in the future that seems to be imminent. A sense of imminent doom and fear is becoming more of these people's perspective. Interesting, all from the same vibration as you would see it, yes? But at the same time, you would also understand it is the nature of how this energy at such a high level is affecting the human psyche and emotional body. In the year itself, regarding this, it will be a year in which much happens in the way of relationships. those relationships that are meant to be strong and permanent, you will note that they are beginning to hasten their conclusions. Those who are seeing each other and have a great affinity, they will find that events become more and more in the way of attraction, that they are being attracted together and are beginning to make changes in these relationships in a very positive and proactive way. And those who are in estranged relationships or in difficult straits in their relationships will find that this will be a year in which they will finally be able to make the final decision about how to deal with the relationship. Particularly those who are involved and emotionally destructive relationships, emotionally abused relationships. In these ones here, there will be great schisms arising, and there will be many in the way who will be leaving circumstances that they never thought they would or could, because of these higher vibrational energies, giving them a sense of hope beyond the one relationship that they have been placing so much interest and energy into. This also means here that you will find among yourselves and your friends sudden shifts in relationships appear quite unexpectedly in this way. In addition to this, we are also giving consideration to understanding the socio-political nature in your world at this time. This year, 2010, as you would see it, is an opportunity for many who are attempting to find balance in their lives to do just that. The emotional balance that is necessary from the same is the year for this to occur, particularly as we indicate for those above the vibrational level of 250.
And from that vibration, you're talking about David Hawkins' work where he's calibrated vibrations of that you can do through kinesthetics, through muscle testing.
Indeed, yes, through kinesthetic testing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you would find these measures of Hawkins are a good way to determine these levels of consciousness. Understanding that 1,000, 0 to 1,000, yes, 1,000 would be what one would call Buddha mind or Christ consciousness. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And 0 would be that of a piece of rock, yes? But in actual fact, a negative emotion, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Such as hatred or jealousy. The average person in your planet, until the last 50 years, vibrated at 225 or lower.
Mm-hmm.
You see, looking upon the scale as Hawkins creates it, you would understand that those who vibrate below 200 are people who can only be described as unawake, unaware. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
They are operating in what might be considered to be a bit of a dream. This does not have anything to do with intelligence, but rather to do with perception. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So IQ level comes nothing into this particular way of seeing these ways of vibration.
It has a lot to do with fear.
Well, fear is a very low vibration, as you would understand, and is the exact opposite of love. Which is, of course, a very high vibration, or the highest vibration as indicated through the information that comes from Hawkins, as you would see it, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So, given this here, this is showing us here that this year is a year for people of advanced vibrational levels to truly come together and to begin to create what we would call a collective consciousness. Now, we understand that you yourself here are looking to form a group of people who would be able to create a degree of consciousness of this nature. And it is important to understand how easily it is for you humans to manifest this. You are entering into an age in this year 2010 in which many people will begin to connect directly with what can only be described as their psychic core, yes, or their energetic core. It is this core that, when focused with others of like mind, begins to create a certain energetic synergy that, in actual fact, reaches out from those who believe into the world about you and begin to change the way the world is working. You see? This is the year for this. You will begin to see and understand the nature of the term thinking is the best way to travel. You see? Thinking is the best way to take action. Not just by thinking, but by instigating those things, those thoughts created in this way. And this happens through vision, and it happens through insight. But the most important thing is to understand about this is the very nature of a collective consciousness of like-minded individuals coming together and focusing upon common goals, common outcomes, and common beliefs. None of which are that common, in fact, say, yes? But the beliefs that these individuals in the group would have in common. This is the beginning of what we would describe as of cosmic consciousness. Yes? That is coming into a balance with the consciousness of the cosmos, so to speak. Not of cosmopolitan, you understand, yes, we say with a smile, but of cosmos, the universe, the great mystery, the eternal avatar of understanding. It is this here that is truly most interesting for this year in coming. For people will begin to collect together, will begin to meditate together, will begin to attempt to raise consciousness together. We are not saying all the people, far from it, but select groups of people, and they are select groups because they have selected themselves, and not to separate themselves from others, but rather to act as, shall we say, a forerunner to a new perspective in life, you see. A new way of living and thinking and believing. So, in this come, you will also see other changes that will be happening in your planet, other than these ones, as I've indicated, the geophysical ones, yes, as well as the climatic changes as well. You will find here in this year to come that your economic condition worldwide will appear to be increasing. But in actual fact, it is simply only recovering to a lower level of activity than before the Great Fall, you see. But return it will do. Not all of them, yes, all of the businesses, but the majority of businesses who are focused on the conscious growth of mankind in this way, you see. We see here in this way a year, as you would indicate, of opportunity. But we see here also a year not to be apprehensive of, yes, but to be wary of. There is a difference, you see. Wariness indicates that you keep a vigil in the world at what is happening about you, yes?
Okay.
And that is the way to be focusing, keeping a vigil. And when these understandings come, then it is a good time to truly release them into the world in this way, you see?
I don't know what that means, but what is it? Give me an idea of what you mean.
Well, it is a matter of consciousness that is coming into being, and we are speaking of group consciousness in this way. When individuals begin to think in a similar way, they begin to have a certain amount of cadence that occurs in the thinking process. And when enough people think together, and it is interesting that the number that many people use is 13, yes? Mm. But that is an optimum number, yes? And when these individuals are thinking and focusing on a similar thought pattern or a belief, the chances of it becoming more and more energized and then to become more aware in other people's minds arises, you see? Okay. It is a matter of not projecting into others that which you want them to think about. But when groups of individuals get together like this, they do go into their hearts and they get into their emotional bodies in as much as they begin to connect with the core of themselves, which is love-based, you see. And it is this that is projected into the world through their different meditations and their gathering together in groups. And it is that energy that begins to affect the whole in this way, thus giving a greater sense of joy, expectation, and truly hope. For times to come.
So, okay. So, I mean, my understanding, part of the Mayan calendar and part of what's happening, the veils are getting thinner and we're kind of moving into, I guess, the center of the Milky Way, that is, you know, kind of what is why the sun's rays are intensifying and why consciousness is starting to increase. And I assume that, you know, this isn't the first time that this has happened, but it's maybe the first time that we've been ready for consciousness to rise in this way, at least on this planet.
Well, it's interesting you use the term consciousness in this way, yes? Mm. For what is consciousness but apparently a sense of awareness, yes? Mm. Of understanding, of a vision, a perspective about what is going on about one. Self, creating a state of knowingness or consciousness, as it were. Yet, in the same term, you would understand, as we indicated earlier, all of the stars at the same time are in this sense of expanding their energy, increasing their energy level, all of them. You would understand the universe itself is like a giant breathing machine. Yes, it is a breathing in, which is expansion, breathing out, which is a shrinking or the reverse of the same. Inhale, exhale. That is literally what the universe does. So it is in the process of reaching a peak of an inhale, so to speak. The suns or the stars in all of the universe are responding in like manner, as if they are communicating with each other, which of course they do on an energetic level. They are part of a group consciousness that affects all living things. You see. So it is not so much a matter of moving into the center of the Milky Way, for the center of the Milky Way is, in fact, what can only be described as a black hole. Uh-huh. Yes? But rather, in a position in this way here, in which the sun itself is in direct balance with all other stars or suns. That is all. This is systole, diastole, breathing in and expanding, breathing out and contracting in this way. And that is what is happening here. Part of the expansion in this way is also expansion of consciousness, of knowledge, of understanding and vision. You see?
Mm-hmm.
That has to do with it. And that is what you were seeing in the world today. Very much in this way, you are seeing many young people in particular who have a great understanding and knowledge of the world and of what they would like to see for the future. Many of these young people are preternaturally intelligent, who are holding within themselves vast abilities to help shift and change the face of the human genome, whether it is socially or emotionally or physically. All of them come in at this time, as you would understand it. Other signs, for example, to let you know that these changes are occurring are incidents you were having with the creatures on your own planet that you are seeing have always followed certain migratory patterns. For example, you're finding salmon are going up different rivers in the Northwest Territories and northern British Columbia. They're just going up different rivers. Dolphins and whales are beaching themselves around the world. Birds are flying into hills and mountains and large buildings. You see? All of these creatures here, you would notice geese no longer fly south.
See? Right.
Now you see it in your own city of Toronto here. This is because of the shifting of the electromagnetic energies. You understand the nature of your sinus passages, yes? Mm-hmm. They are attempting, so you were told, to balance your ears with the air pressure around you. But they also have a secondary purpose. You would see the purpose in other creatures, other mammals, such as dolphins and whales, yes? They create a certain noise in that sinus passage, yes? But that sinus passage is also there to open up completely to the electromagnetic forces that surround you. That is why these dolphins and whales are beating themselves. As the electromagnetic patterns on the Earth change, so do the patterns they have been following traditionally. Along certain feeding routes, certain breeding routes, and certain migrational routes, you see. But since they have been following them unfailingly, just like one of those devices you refer to, GPS system, yes?
Okay.
But they follow here, not a satellite above the Earth, but electromagnetic lines within the Earth.
So the ley lines and...
Correct. When okay. they begin to change, as they are, as we indicated, these creatures no longer will still continue to follow the old paths, but the old paths have moved and they are taking them up onto the land. Hmm. These creatures are not committing suicide. They are being beasts because their need to breed and their need to feed and their need to change their environment is overwhelming them in this way. So you are also seeing this with, as we indicated here, with birds and their migratory patterns and the manner in which they fly and observe those things about them. All of these are part and parcel of this great change, as you would see it. So pay attention to this as well, if you choose to understand the nature of this particular process.
Hmm. Okay. So okay, you talked about us getting into groups, and I think that is, you know, a very necessary thing, and it's obviously groups that are, you know, not where one person is in control and one person is the leader, but that we all sort of unite together. What other things can we do for our own spiritual connection and our own spiritual growth to assist in moving us forward or raising our vibration?
Well, all of these are involved in internal processes, yes? Mm-hmm. We could speak of mindfulness, yes? We could speak of Eckhart Tolle and the manner in which he indicates people could think differently, yes? Mm-hmm. And it's all involved in understanding the nature of how you view the world. Each individual has their own perspective. Yet there is a larger perspective that many hold, which is including a good ecological and environmental perspective, as well as a personal growth perspective, where there is a sense of growing spiritually, yes, and energetically in the same way. This is available for those who wish to focus upon it and understand that whatever they decide to focus upon, they will indeed create for themselves. This is not a new concept, nor do we intend to have those who are listening believe that this is one that we came up with. We are simply sharing with you the understanding of how this can affect an individual's growth and the manner in which they observe life itself. So we keep returning back to the vibrational level of consciousness. Many are entering an optimal vibrational point that is going to take them over the 400 mark this year. And in going over the 400 mark, it means that a certain percentage of mankind is going to reach a level of what can only be described as of enlightened thinking. And this is what the world has been waiting for.
So as we meet, as we cross critical mass sort of thing, where we're getting the certain amount of numbers up to that point, then everybody Indeed. Sort of moves in that direction? Is that
of
what
course.
You're saying? Yeah.
Yes. You would say here, there's one drop in an ocean means nothing, yes? But millions of drops that would come from perhaps a storm not only change the ocean, but they change the environment of the ocean this way, you see? Mm-hmm. So it's important to note that when groups of people work together or think together or focus on something together, that on a larger scale, that energy meets and is available energy for those who choose to tap into it. You see?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So the groups, the more groups we, or the way that we connect with others and the way that if we get, you know, a group such as 13, that that will assist in raising all of our vibration.
Well, absolutely. And you will find the more who do this, the greater this shall increase what we call the collective consciousness. That is the average way the average person thinks. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it is an interesting number of things here that are going to be instituted in this year. But do not forget the most important thing, and that is the fact that each of you is in charge of your own life.
Yes, I learned that last year. That was the one thing that you've said that sort of I just could not quite understand, but I really got it near the end of last year.
And what was your perception in this way, Yeth?
Well, that, you know, we don't have control because there are many things that happen to us that, you know, we are not in control of, but we can be in charge of how we react. We can be in charge of our own situation and the way we interact with others and within ourselves.
Indeed. It is a basic understanding that then allows one to elevate one's consciousness, as we indicated earlier, to a point of higher vibrational and a sense of greater inner joy, yes?
Mm-hmm.
In doing this, of course, it also allows individuals to disassociate from negative situations that are around them that they have identified with for years in some cases, you see?
Mm-hmm. And that we have choices. It's our choice.
That is primary. You see, when one is in control, the only choice one has is to stay in control, or else you are out of control, at which point you have to get back into control.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little circle, is it, huh?
Mm-hmm. And the only thing that's ever in control is what our ego believes is in control.
Indeed. Indeed. It is all in perception.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the other unique aspect of how one would want to be thinking. For this is a year that many people will begin to understand the nature of how to see things. For example, if you are looking at your spouse, and you were having an argument with them about what color you're going to paint the house, or whether you should buy that new car or not, or whatever the case may be. Yes?
Mm.
And you are angry with each other. If you take a moment to look at this and say, what are we really angry about? Well, it is basically, we both want our own way. But instead of getting angry, you may turn about and look at the energy behind this and say to yourself, I actually have somebody that I can sit and discuss these things with, and will listen to my opinion, maybe not agree with it, and vice versa. It is a miracle in a world where relationships seem so untenable and so inconsequential, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happens in life has an opposite. You may say, the music is too loud. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Rather, you can turn it around and say, I have incredible hearing. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes with all the things that one would see in life. This is a matter of beginning to what is known in NLP terms, neuro-linguistic programming as you would see it. It is called reframing. Yes? Looking at something from a different perspective, gaining new insight, and then enabling one to move forward with a new vision of life, which of course changes the emotional body and, quite often, the direction of consciousness of that individual. It's elements of this nature that the mind, as it begins to understand them, begins to expand in this way. And that is one of the ways to be able to do this, is to be able to look at things with a different perspective.
Right.
See? So that is something that will be coming more and more into conscious forefront in this year to come. And that it means that communication base will be opening and people will begin to have a greater opportunity for self-expression in this way. So this is a very positive thing as well. As far as the weather is concerned, because everybody talks about it and nobody does anything about it, you would say here, this winter as you were seeing it, particularly in North America, will run into March and suddenly it will trip into spring, which will be kind of clammy and cool and not the kind of spring in which you would imagine everything to be just getting ready to spring. It will be a bit of an effort this year for the spring to enter in on the correct time, as you would understand it. But it is also an understanding that within the same, that it is a matter of seeing a summer that will be humid.
Oh.
That will hold a lot of potential water, but it will not rain a lot this summer. Particularly in the southern Ontario area in which you are here, yes? You will not see vast amounts of rain. You will see below usual amounts. This rain will instead be falling further south of your southern Ontario, into the northern New York, into the northern U.S. states, including New York, yes?
Hmm.
And it will cause some difficulty regarding crops, and particularly in the areas leading into New York from the northern, we refer some by the Appalachians or the Catskills as you would see it. Be aware that there will be flash flooding at times, and there will also be landslides that are occurring, particularly on the highways. So it is a good thing to be aware when one is planning one's trips to pay attention to projected weather.
Hmm.
See? As to the fall of this year, 2010, you will find it begins to fall into a category very much like the spring. Yes? Cold, and we can only describe it as colorless.
Hmm.
Yes? And then entering into the winter of 2010, which goes into 2011. You will find that winter begins to take on to itself a certain sharpness that can only be described as freezing cold. Yes? It will begin earlier and it will last longer into the next year, into 2011 in this way. Regarding your international scene, particularly in those areas refer of terrorism, yes? There is a direct increase already in terrorist plots, so to speak. But we wish to assure individuals that if they continue to worry about terrorist plots, then the more that they remain in the public eye, the more those potential terrorists begin to think about the plots themselves, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to determine upon yourself as to how far one wishes to promote these abnormal behaviors, as you would understand it.
So do you see then, because I know several years ago we did a talk and, you know, you had sort of said that, you know, the earth was just breathing and that within 50 years we would go into an ice age. But are you seeing that happen sooner then?
Well, not sooner. These are simply the warning signs, so to speak. Yes.
Right.
You will find in this next 5 years in this way that much in the earth's climate changes will become more and more evident. There will be 2 years of very hot summers. And warm.
What years are those?
Winters. These be of year 2013 to 2015. Yes?
Okay.
And then they will be entering back into colds again. You will see much in the way, particularly in the way of droughts in your southerns, Ontario. And you will greatly depend upon groundwater for sustenance. It is important that you do pay attention to this important resource. Because it is the groundwater itself that is the very basis of your own abilities to produce your foods and to produce enough water to sustain the increasing population demands of your own city, of Toronto, so to speak. So it is important here to note this aspect at that point, coming up in those summers. So be aware of the same. You will also see here, very much in the way here, of the beginning of new resources regarding electrical outputs. There is a definitive shift within your own automobile industry to move more and more and more towards electric-based cars. The technology exists, as you would see it, but there is a certain fear factor, particularly from the large manufacturers. But as you have seen in this past year, their imminent death was somewhat their imminent death was somewhat exaggerated, so to speak. They all came back from the brink, often being given vast amounts of money by the government in this way. But you will see in the next few years, their whole focus is going to be upon an ecologically sound vehicle.
That's a good thing.
Well, it is in this way, and particularly it will help move in your own countries more and more away from the use of non-renewable resources. But we would like to point out that oil, while it appears to be non-renewable, there is a tremendous amount on the earth that is currently being fissioned and tested, as you would see.
Right.
But this is important to note this here, yes?
Right. Well, it sounds kind of exciting, although I'm not crazy about cold winters. Is there a good place to move to?
A good place to move to is pretty much where you are.
Oh, really?
Yes. You don't want to be too close to the coasts in the next 10 years in this way here. Now, we know this is for what is coming up within 2010, And we do not wish to be panicking individuals, but understanding here, these tremendous earth changes are reaching critical points. You will have seismologists telling you that they are just amazed that it hasn't happened yet. But it is important here to all those doom and gloomers, yes? In all of the time on the history of the earth, there has always been creation and destruction. It is the nature of life itself. That is why in the Hindu religion, the goddess Shiva, yes, is given two faces, the face of chaos and the face of creation and birth. For both are necessary. Destruction is necessary before rebirth, you see? For if you walk into a what we would call a mature forest and look about, you will see fallen trees everywhere. And yet, growing from the very rotting trunks of these trees are smaller trees, are fungi, are certain ferns and grasses that thrive on this kind of, shall we say, destruction or chaos, you see? But is it chaos and destruction in the long run? No, it is part of the ongoing and continuous change, as you would see, of the earth itself and the manner in which it is happening at this time, you see? It is a part of the natural order of things. This creation and destruction on an ongoing basis. Now, it is noteworthy at this time here to see that this year you will have two major disasters that involve you humans yourselves. Humans in the attempt to try and destroy each other. Yes?
Okay.
These one will be within this of North America, and one will be in that refer of what is known as now the Middle East in this way. We will not go any further than this because we do not wish to have doom and gloom in the attachment of this particular understanding and reading. Yet at the same time, be aware of this and be noting here, particularly for those who are in their travels into the Middle East, particularly in this area refer of Israel, yes? For there will be those who are wishing great retribution in this area. And do be aware that this will find itself in this year. Inasmuch as this is the case, there are minds already set and focused upon bringing down these areas in this way. Through negative methods, you see? Specifically here, note here, you will also see, as we indicated here, more in the way of seismic activities and volcanic activities around the world. You will see, particularly in the area of Hawaii and Mexico, more in the way of active volcanoes. And particularly, you will also find mid-Atlantic, mid-Pacific, and refer of Philippines, more and more building up in the areas of now known as Java, yes, of new volcanic activities that will be of great influence. If not in this year, we see an 85% chance for this year, but if not in this year, in the next year to follow in this way.
So lots of earth changes.
Yes, this is the beginning of this, you see. Imagine here with the great change in the electromagnetic center of the sun. All of the planets are acting just like metal around a magnet, yes? And in as much as this is the case, it is the delicate skin of the earth, yes, that is affected by this, thereby creating these constant movements and patterns of the earth itself. This is a year you will even begin to note in your own provincial area more earthquakes here.
Really?
Indeed.
Have we had earthquakes here?
Oh, indeed. Several every year.
Oh.
Sometimes quite discernible. Mostly not reported upon, nor talked about. You would understand that the area refer of Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, yes, is now in the level 3 as far as an earthquake zone is concerned. And this is very high, you see.
Interesting. So anything around the lakes then could also get some activity.
Yes, so there will be some great activities, as you'll see. You'll find particularly in the areas here of northeastern shores of that we refer of Lake Erie. There will be some great shifts in this area. They will be mostly beneath the waters, yes, but they will begin to affect water flows in this way, see, as we see it here.
Okay. Well, we've got like 4 minutes to go. Maybe let's end on a note that inspires and provides.
Indeed. Hope. Not wishing to be dooming and glooming it this year, yes? But the main thing to keep in mind here is the inspiration that comes from these events. People are going to be reacting in a different way because of the increasing of emotional and psychological energies in this way, you see. People will no longer be dealing in a way of fearful and panic as they have in the past, you see. You will find that you will be far more proactive, you humans, in interacting with each other. And importantly, each individual has the opportunity to open to the new energy shift. The best way to do this is to let go of the idea of trying to resist change, but instead embrace it and surrender to what is going on about you. Try it once or twice, just this surrendering process. You will find how powerful it is for you. For surrendering does not mean giving up and putting your hands up in the air, yes? Surrendering means diving into what is happening. It means expanding consciousness into what is happening. It means going with the flow and keeping your head above water. That is the way to go in this year to come. We will say here for each of you here in this year to come, those who are listening in particular, we say with a smile, you have the opportunity to change the way you view life. You have the ability to change the way you are following in your life at this time. And realize that the path you are on is the path you are creating. You are not on a path that is created for you.
Right.
The more you realize this, the more power you will hold in your own heart. And so with this in mind, it is important to determine that this is a year of raising the vibrations. Open to this, surrender to this, and enter into a higher state of knowingness and a higher state of being. Of course, if you so choose.
Mm-hmm. Well, as always, it's been a great pleasure and a great honor. I think that you've given us a lot to think about, and certainly my group now I have a renewed interest to make sure I get that started soon. But, you know, I appreciate your advice and your insight, and I do thank you.
It'd be of our pleasure here. So we are complete, yes?
Yes.
Well, then we thank you for this opportunity to have provided information at this time and trust it will be of benefit to you and to those about you. We would ask, in as much as this is the case, that you would go in peace, love, joy, and harmony, and continue to walk on the path of the masters. Sending you great blessing here, we release the form.
Thank you.
Well, here we are back in the this bright studio.
Yes, back. Wow, back
look
here.
At that. So I trust that was
informative,
helpful.
Informative, yes. Yeah. Not quite what I was expecting, but that's okay. You know, we don't have to always get what we get what, I don't know what I was going to say with that.
Sounds like a Rolling Stones song, you know.
Well, David, it's been a pleasure. I'm sure we will have you back before the end of the season. And yeah.
Be delighted. Thanks for the time, Laurie. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we've been of service.
You have. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Good night now.
Good night. And there is another show coming right up.